A team of journalists with the Sarasota Herald Tribune has spent the past year taking a close look at Medicaid in Florida. The program uses state and federal money to provide free health care to low-income children and families. But the price for Medicaid is growing, and lawmakers in Tallahassee are now trying once again to deal with that rising cost. Lottie Watts with Health News Florida sat down with Herald Tribune reporter Maggie Clark for a look at what they found.
A constant theme in the Medicaid program for the last 10 years is a lawsuit that was filed by pediatricians, families, and pediatric dentists who were concerned about the quality and the availability of care for the children enrolled. And that they filed that in 2005.
And so this case, this was a Florida case?
Yes. And that litigation is still working its way through federal court. And essentially, the pediatricians, you know, were arguing at the time that the low reimbursement rates were essentially cutting off access to care for children enrolled in the program. And what's interesting about that is, you know, we went back and looked at the data. And at the time in 2005, about 50% of kids who were supposed to be getting checkups actually got them. And those rates are roughly unchanged today. So it was interesting to go back and look at the historical data on that.
Why are kids missing out on care? What have you found in the reporting process and with your interviews with doctors?
So there are a number of reasons why kids aren't getting the care that they're eligible for. One of the reasons is that doctors are either leaving the Medicaid program or limiting the number of Medicaid patients that they're willing to accept. The reimbursement rates for Medicaid are less than half of what doctors would get for seeing a senior enrolled in Medicare for the exact same type of visit. And Medicare rates are much lower than private insurance. So when a doctor, you know, is faced with essentially they're running a business, they have to make a business decision about how many Medicaid patients they can afford to take.
The state of Florida is now working with private health plans in a managed care system. How is this different from the way Medicaid has been run in the past?
So in the past, there were some managed care companies, but they offered very specialized services. They were only available in one area of the state. And the majority of people who were in Medicaid had their health bills paid directly by the state government. And so it was really a relationship between the enrolled person in Medicaid and the state of Florida. And what's happened with the transition to managed care is that there is someone else in that relationship, which is the private insurance company. And so there's the beneficiary who has the relationship with a private insurance company, and then the insurance company has a relationship both with the patient and with the state.
Maggie, you've spent months reporting this story, doing interviews with families and talking with doctors and looking at data. What surprised you most during your reporting on this story?
I was consistently surprised at the scale of the program. We're talking about a program that covers half the kids in our state. And in some counties, the numbers are, you know, up over 60%, 2 out of 3 kids in the county enrolled in the Medicaid program. And I should point out that research shows that kids who are in Medicaid rather than going uninsured really reap enormous benefits from the program. They tend to have longer lives. They earn more over their lifetime. They have better educational outcomes. So they definitely, you know, there's a lot of benefit to children to being enrolled in Medicaid.
Maggie Clark with the Sarasota Herald Tribune, thank you so much for sharing some of what you found with us.
Thank you.
Next hour, Health News Florida reports on how those managed care programs for Medicaid are working out. That's coming up at 8:45 on Morning Edition.